Hello, former president of Mexico. I'd received a short message this afternoon, just after 12 o'clock, that due to unforeseen circumstances, which were not qualified, and we'll have to stay with that, unforeseen circumstances, they're not able to attend our meeting this evening. I have to apologize profusely on their behalf, on my behalf too, as the chairperson of this portfolio committee, that we are not able to have this engagement with them. I think it was a wonderful opportunity in any case for us to see each other once again after a long time. You all look so beautiful. I was saying probably for the international television, and I'm going to look into that. Probably for international television. But do not dismay, we were going to broadcast on South African television. So yes, we all had made some extra time effort to look beautiful tonight, and you're all, again, very welcome. I think with that having said, I'm going to ask Ms. Majalamba just to inform us who is on the virtual platform this evening.
Good evening and thank you, Chair. On the platform, we are joined by Dr. Thembe Gwayo and Ms. Ishmael. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. And we also wish to wish Honorable Van Staden well as he is recovering, and also the son of Honorable Wilson as he is also recovering from the medical challenges which they were having. Honourable members, it actually then therefore means that we are not having an official meeting. We actually don't have any business for now. Yes, I see a hand.
When you're done, Chair.
Yes, maybe I should also just indicate, I'm sure the cameras will show it, but I'm going to read from that side those present here as members so that we just note it. Honorable Gela, Honorable Sukers, Honorable Kaba, Honorable Siwela, Honorable Munyai, Honorable Wilson, Honorable Clark, and of course myself. We are in this meeting. I see the hand of Honorable Munyai raised, and I'm going to take his hand now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I would want to appreciate your efforts to attempt to get these elders to come and meet ourselves. So the development that they are not able to meet with us tonight, and I'm sure that is beyond your means, and it's something that I think we need to accept and support, that should the future opportunity arises, that we should meet with the elders who already has met with us before, we should really, I would like to have that opportunity. Thank you very much, Dr. Jacobs, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you, Honorable Munyai. Honorable Clark?
Thank you, Chairperson. I feel quite disappointed that they weren't able to meet with us, obviously not of any fault of any member of this committee. But it would be extremely interesting to understand how NIS works, you know, NHS works within different countries. And they obviously have their universal healthcare system working in each country, and to understand the environment that they function in, and so that can assist us in terms of the NHI bill, to understand those dynamics from each country from a different level. I think that's important for us. Thank you.
Honorable Sukers and then Honorable Wilson.
Yes, Chair. I don't know if I'm moving a bit quicker, but I don't know if our agenda changes with the elders not being present tonight. So I wanted to move to that, but I'll refer to you on that. I think for all of us, I want to agree with what Honorable Clark has said. I think the issue of NHI and how it is applied in different countries is certainly what for all of us would have been a great opportunity to speak to them. I think because last year when we met with them, or the year before, we were all still in the dark around really, you know, the frameworks and the right things to ask. And I think we've, in the last 2 years, have learned more about how to apply ourselves, certainly, in terms of questions. So I just wanted to emphasize what Honorable Clark has said and then move with your leading to matters of the agenda. But after you have spoken, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and first of all, if I may say, certainly on behalf of us, myself particularly, it's wonderful to be back and see people face to face. I was beginning to wonder if we would recognize each other. We haven't seen each other for so long. But most importantly, the staff. You are always greatly missed. You are a great support team, and it's really, really good to see you guys and that you're all well and still with us. And, you know, without you, and particularly over this very long period when you've had to really change how you do things, how we've had to change things, I think you've done exceptionally well, and I congratulate you. You're a great team. Also to say that today was obviously the condolence motion for our colleague, Mr. Sakacha, Honorable Sakacha, and we remember him. And I think this portfolio, members of this portfolio, shared some lovely words about him today. And we remember him. And I think the motions for him today were really outstanding. And as sad as it is, I'm so glad we could send his family off with peace in their hearts, and that they knew that we knew what a great colleague he was. So I think everyone who spoke today, congratulations. It was very moving. On what my colleague, the Honorable Clark, said, particularly as far as the NHI and NHS is concerned, I think we have missed a golden opportunity, unfortunately. And it's something we've raised. We did have a trip planned to Britain. It was approved and then suddenly disapproved. We're not sure why, the reasons for that. This would have given us another opportunity to address that. But, Chair, I do believe that must still happen. So many comparisons have been done in this portfolio about national health systems around the world, including the national health system in Britain. And I really think for our sakes, we need to go and observe those and see their challenges versus our challenges. We know what our challenges are in the health system. It would be great to actually physically go and see some of their premises and assess their challenges versus ours and how they've overcome that. But the elders would have given us a great opportunity to discuss those issues and ask questions of relevance where we could compare our system and theirs and make a comparison. It would be great if perhaps they're still around for a while to get another opportunity, but I doubt it. They're here very, very briefly. And then, Chair, if I may just support the Honourable Sukers, I think a couple of people in the committee do have a couple of issues that they'd like to raise that were not initially on this agenda, but while we're here, it's an ideal opportunity for us to perhaps discuss a couple of those, but we will, like Honourable Sukers, we will take the lead from you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other member? Honourable Kama? Before you do, let me introduce you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chair, for that. No, Chair, I rise in support of Honorable Munyai. I think the reasons that you are indicating the elders not having came are beyond our control. And Chair, as you lead us, I think as the portfolio committee, whatever that we may be raising could be a matter in proposing should we have an opportunity for the next meeting with them. And maybe also raising to you that perhaps will it be a physical meeting or should it be visual? Perhaps you'll lead on that, Chair. However, we accept them their apology for having not meeting us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any other members?
Chair, may I?
Yes, Honorable Ismail.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening to everybody. I'm sorry that I couldn't be there today physically. But Chair, I just want to reiterate what my colleagues have said. You know, we've learned a lot in the previous of the elders, and it's unfortunate that they could not be there today. And yes, you know, another opportunity to actually have a frank discussion with them, especially going through all these processes of the NHI, and obviously listening to the submissions, etc. You know, it would have been a perfect opportunity to actually liaise with the elders to say, you know what, this is the situation on the ground in South Africa, and you know, maybe some advice from them on how possibly to go forward with certain issues, you know, put to them, and maybe they've experienced it elsewhere and give us some guidance on that. So the opportunity to speak to them again will be really appreciated if possible. And also I want to second Honorable Mari's request on, you know, maybe using this opportunity to discuss other matters after you've spoken, obviously, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's no other member. I'm looking on the platform also. No other hand raised. So, Honorable Members, a number of issues raised here. Firstly, we have welcomed Honorable Kaba before. And it was nice to see you also physically.
Thank you, Chair.
It's I have already mentioned our staff who are present, and I did say to them that we, you know, them and all of us, we look so beautiful, and thank you very much for all of your hard work, as Honorable Wilson had said, and for the dedication to this portfolio committee to put together what we have put here together. I know it's not been an easy task because we've been working consistently on this for a few weeks now, and also to get a hybrid system set up in the venue where we are. Those were some very big opportunities for us all to learn on how things get done going forward, but it was also a very positive thing in the sense that we're actually able to pull it off. So congratulations to all of you. And then number three is, yes, we've missed a wonderful opportunity, and we're also very thankful that you are all mindful of that. Unfortunately, they would not be able to come back to us now because they're meeting with the president tomorrow and with the Minister of Health. And then they leaving South Africa, and it would have been great to have heard more about their health systems in their countries. It does bring us to the opportunity or the question of the study tour, which we can discuss again and see if there's any, should we want to apply again for a study tour, and probably again to the UK as we'd applied for. And then just quickly on our program, before I do that, and we know that the NHI bill is currently before us. We're at a very advanced stage. We're about to go to the deliberations of the clauses by clause. And we had thought that we would start on the 1st of June, which is next week. And there are a couple of dates proposed to, of course, the programming committee. So how it works is that we put a program together, the committee secretary and I, and we then apply for those dates. And the earliest dates that we thought we'll do that would be the 1st of June, which is next week, Wednesday. And we're hoping to use our Wednesdays and also apply for some Tuesdays. And then we're also thinking that at very first meeting again, this is should be a physical meeting so that we can talk through how we're going to be approaching the deliberations. And this was also our opportunity then to have our first physical meeting, as was requested by many members before. And so this has been a wonderful opportunity to actually have that physical meeting, a face-to-face meeting. I think as far as the agenda forward is concerned, I would want to propose, and I suggest that we close this meeting for the sake of the broadcasts which are being done there. We We will can, of course, have discussions afterwards once we've closed the formal meeting, which is what I propose. I hope I'm going to get somebody who agrees with that, so that we then move on from this stage to another stage. Thank you very much. To another stage. And I would suggest that when we do talk amongst each other, because we've been working together for over 3 years now, that we would be able to have good discussions and amicable discussions and be kind and nice to one another. Thank you very much. Any suggestions? Honorable Munyai.
Honorable Chair, the principal purpose of this meeting tonight was to meet with the elders. Given the reason that the elders today are not available, it does not mean that we should creatively try to come with different agenda. I would suggest that we indeed close this meeting. The next meeting will be called formally with its own new specific agenda. Because I've learned over time that if today the purpose which has been agreed was to meet the elders, if we divert from that principal purposes, it will not help us today. Because for me, the commitment that I had today was to meet with the elders in the absence that they're not available. Already when you announced, I was texting to accept another new commitment because I realized that the elders are not available. And I must underscore, Honorable Chair, that even if the elders are leaving the Republic of South Africa, we should make it a point to request that even if we're to meet with them through a Zoom platform or any other platform that will be agreed by this portfolio committee, we should pursue that. Technology made the distance and life very easy. Those are my concrete proposal, Honorable Chair, with due respect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Geller. And then Honorable Wilson. Honorable Clark.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. Good evening, colleagues, Dallas is the Belen. Chairperson, I want to second Honorable Munyai, his proposal that let's officially close the formal session and maybe you rearrange as soon as possible so that at least we deal with other matters. Because really the purpose of this meeting was for us to meet with the elderly. So I really concur with Honorable Munyai to say that officially close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Wilson?
Thank you, Chairperson. And yes, indeed, this meeting was specifically there to meet with the elders. And as I say, it's very sad that we cannot. I'm quite happy to close this meeting, but I would like us to just raise some of the points that we have had of concern, because I think those, if we can quickly discuss those or raise those concerns, that will, when we call the next meeting, we will have those matters being dealt with at that time, that we may just raise those. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Clark.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm in support of your proposal. I also am in support that we do arrange a Zoom meeting with the elders so that they can give us a view on what their health system is like, and we could learn some pointers from them. But I also believe that it's also necessary that we continue with our study tour as well, because that would really give us an opportunity to see what we've learned from the elders and what the environment is that they function in and how they're finding their systems, compare it to NHS. And we will be starting with our bill on the 1st, so that could also be work in progress for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Sukers.
My Chair, I'm not going to labor it. I think I'm covered by what the honorable members have said. The issue that I think is important for us, I know that we're not meeting with the elders, but I want to support the issue of dealing with other matters. I think it is our first meeting. We are together. We have the opportunity to deal with outstanding matters, especially given the clause by clause that's happening, the program of the committee. So it would serve us well to maximize the time that we have here. And although I'm an alternate member, I am absolutely in support of the study tour because it is important, like Honorable Clark has said twice now, that the committee sees, you know, things in the real time. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for all of your input, Honorable Members. No one on the virtual platform.
That's the end of the right.
Sorry, Honorable Siwela.
Thank you. I want to support a view that says we close the meeting. Of course, the members who have concerns may be given an opportunity to write to the secretary, and then they can be forwarded. They can form part of the next agenda. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, honourable members, thank you.
Chair Mayor, my hand is raised on the virtual platform.
Honourable Isma.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to support Honourable Wilson and Honourable Marie Stukas. I think, you know, I do agree that this meeting was called up, especially, you know, to have a discussion with the elders. And, you know, we definitely respect the input, etc. So an opportunity to have, even if it's a virtual platform meeting, will be very much appreciated. But I also want to highlight, you know, that we have other issues, outstanding matters that we would like, you know, to put onto the agenda sometime soon. And I thought, we don't have to make it a long, you know, manual meeting for that matter, but if we could just agree on a time where, you know, you could put outstanding matters on the agenda that are, you know, of importance so that we can at least have a way forward with this committee on the discussions thereof. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kaba.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, I think I am raising my hand to support that we close our meeting. And I'm encouraged by the proposal to say we raise issues with the secretary so that they come to chair for processing for the next agenda meeting. Because perhaps for now, some may not be prepared, some are. So it's best if we have our proposal holistically, having looked by the chairperson for determination of the next meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Any other member? Am I missing anyone this time around? Honorable members, I know two things from this, especially. It's a request for another opportunity to meet even virtually with the elders in the future. So we will explore that, committee secretary. Also, the proposition of the study tour, which we will also explore in the future, but those are suggestions and supported by the members here present. I'm going to close this meeting. Thereby, I'm not saying that we cannot have discussions. We are together here. We will have informal discussions. It's not an in-committee discussions which you are having. I would ask that members not record one another in any way, because these would not be... It would not be discussions for recording, but since we are all together and we want to do the right things in terms of the purpose that we had Parliament for, it doesn't mean that we cannot have those discussions. With that being said, honourable members, this meeting is then closed, and if we can then also stop all of the recordings which are being performed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Record.